Brownfield redevelopment is really an urban development tool in Grand Rapids. And the vast majority of the projects that you see in the city are brownfield redevelopment projects.
That's Grand Rapids Economic Development Coordinator Jonathan Kluster. He says there are 15 brownfield projects currently underway in Grand Rapids. These include a 12-story building at 20 East Fulton, additional construction at Founders Brewery, and the development of the New Holland Brewery on Bridge Street. But what is a brownfield? Susan Wenslick of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality defines them.
A brownfield can be a site that's contaminated, or it can be a site that's just blighted and ugly and functionally obsolete.
Wenslick says the downtown market in Grand Rapids is a prime example of a brownfield in action. Old manufacturing facilities used to reside on the property, along with underground storage tanks that left gasoline and fill material. About 52,000 tons of contaminated soil was taken from the property to the landfill.
Now, in terms of the way a community looks and feels, you don't want to have a bunch of falling down, old, burned out, vacant buildings in your community. You'd rather have them redeveloped and vibrant and creating jobs and bringing in tax dollars and not being a threat to public health and safety.
According to Kluster, $1.2 billion in brownfield projects have been completed in Grand Rapids since 1998. He says the DEQ offers developers incentives for these properties as they cost more to redevelop. Wenslick says these financial incentives play an important role.
The incentives help make the cost more equal. So a developer can look at the greenfield site or the brownfield site, and the brownfield site wouldn't cost any more to develop than the greenfield site.
At the downtown market, the incentives included a $1 million brownfield grant from the DEQ to help remove contamination from the property. Today, the market includes a 23-vendor hall with two full-service restaurants. Wenslick says the surrounding area has seen more development and vibrancy since it opened in 2013. Kayla Tucker, WGVU News.